Hello, and welcome to the Dangerous Creatives Podcast. If you're growing your photography or creative business, you're in the right place. Each week, we deliver a workshop-style solo show, expert interview, or motivating story from our community, so you can tune in to find encouragement, motivation, and ideas to help the right people find you and your amazing work. I'm your host, Kristen Sweeting. I'm a photographer and coach, and my favorite thing is helping dangerous creatives just like you stand out in a world that just wants us to blend in. I'm so glad you're here. Let's dive in. Hey friends, and welcome back to day three of the challenge on the Dangerous Creatives Podcast. I found a cord for my mic. That was my upgrade for challenge day one. My remote setup kind of failed and I had to record these first two podcasts on my phone, which is not ideal. But I upgraded my workspace and I grabbed a new cord and it's working and I'm super excited. So I can't wait to hear. Make sure you've messaged me if you're doing the challenge. Let me know what you did for day one and what you did for day two for the gratitude challenge. And I hear, like, I have this voice too. I hear the voice that's like, Kristen, where are the marketing tips? Why aren't we talking about money? Why can't we, like, what's the applicable thing? And I want to just tell you that all of these things, even though they might seem small, even though they might seem more on the mindset side, when we set a really solid foundation for ourselves and we get our energy in a place where we're ready to take action and we're ready to market and we're ready to pitch ourselves and we're ready to show up, it's so much easier for that flow of business to happen. So we are kind of going back to those ground floor things this week to create some space and some flow and get out of any kind of like stuck energy. So just want to encourage you, if you've been listening to these but haven't done the challenges, it's not too late to start taking the action steps to do the things in these challenges. It's a quick little win, but I want you to take the time to celebrate yourself each time you do it. Celebrate yourself each time you express gratitude. Celebrate yourself each time you post on Instagram. Like, these things, even though they might seem small, make so much difference in our business. We're opening money portals around us. We're opening lines of credit in some ways with people that we're working with. So none of this is small. It is all significant and it's all a big piece of the puzzle in making entrepreneurship sustainable long term. So thanks for joining me on this journey. I am doing these challenges right along with you and noticing it make a big difference in my life too. So today is day three, and today's challenge is all about clearing space. And I don't know about you, but about this time of year, I'm like, I need to open all the windows in my house. I need to clear out clothes that have been sitting there. Like, y'all, it's embarrassing. I still have clothes from high school that really need to go. Like, it's really time. But, you know, I can tend to be a little bit like, I don't know, a little bit too frugal sometimes in some areas of life and then definitely not in other areas of life. And so I have those places where I need to spend some time clearing out. Same with my purse. It's embarrassing. I have like 10 purses full of stuff and probably receipts from like the time I went to the movies 5 years ago. So today's challenge is all about creating space, and it's having our physical life matching our our spiritual life, or having our what we want our business to look like, having that match what's actually in our reality. So if you tend to be a little bit disorganized like me, have no fear. We're just picking one thing today. So pick the thing that feels the easiest, that feels like I can do this and I'll feel good afterwards and I'm not going to worry too much about it. So y'all, if life is crazy and you're hearing this episode and you're like, Kristen wants me to clean out my whole house, that is not what I'm saying. Pick the thing that's easy. This can be your wallet. This can be one purse. This can be a junk drawer. It could be your email inbox. Honestly, it would take me days to clear out my email inbox. It's very embarrassing, but So pick one little thing. I'm going to pick my wallet today because I know I have some old receipts. I know I have some cards of things that don't work anymore. So I'm going to pick my wallet today. So pick one thing that you can clear out of things that aren't working for us anymore. Freshen up a space. Maybe you feel inspired and you want to pick 2 to 3 things you're going to sell and start like a little money jar from the profits. I have some furniture that I probably bought on Facebook Marketplace that's just sitting in my garage that it's time to put that back out into the world and, have the money come back to me instead of sitting in a chair in my garage. So I like to say there's always money in the banana stand. Anytime I tuck dollars away from stuff that I sell, if you recognize that quote, send me a message because we're probably going to be best friends. But there's always money in the banana stand. There's always some place that there is money to dip into when we need it. And that's the way that I like to go into the world. And that's what I like to do with this assignment. So if money feels like the thing that feels hardest for you right now, I would suggest picking something money related to work on. So your wallet, your purse, maybe a pile of bills. If you tend to be like me and procrastinate, I'm like, time to pay that sales tax or that bill that's been sitting in the pile in the kitchen for like 3 weeks, but you're like, I don't want to pay that. But you can, and you're just letting it sit there, not at all speaking from experience right now, right? Okay, so pick the one thing that feels like we need to clean it out. We need to get this taken care of. We need to get it off of our pile. Take care of the thing that's been laying around. Email inbox might be a great one for you too if you're feeling like there's not inquiries coming in or I'm just feeling overwhelmed. If we're feeling, disorganized and overwhelmed in our business, maybe email inbox. Maybe we need to clear out our offers. You're like, I'm offering too many things right now. I need to simplify. So an email inbox, clear out the junk mail, organize projects, unsubscribe from advertising emails, create some space in a place that feels clogged up. So this is totally up to you what feels best to do right now. But sometimes I notice this in our businesses and in our personal lives. We can tend to keep things around for too long that aren't serving us. An inbox full of emails, friendships that drag us down. If we have that friend that's always kind of like backhandedly complimenting / not complimenting us, and they're just like hanging around in our life. Receipts in our wallets from movies we went to 5 years ago. If we picture our brains as places with limited space or like a room that has a certain capacity and it's just filled with stuff, why are we taking up our precious creative space with things that aren't serving us anymore? So I think even the act of going through our physical spaces and clearing out something does something to change the flow of energy around us. It changes my behavior. I don't know if you experience this. All of this mindset stuff, there's, an energetic component, but there's also like a psychological, the way I behave is different when I do these challenges. So figure out what needs a little spring cleaning today and lean into that. Clearing out, starting fresh. If you do this challenge, post a photo either of like a wide open space on your Instagram, talk about something that feels peaceful and inspiring, or share a story of what you did, what you cleared out. Tag us. We would love to see what you're doing, what you're working on, how you feel after. And let's like talk about it a little bit. When we've done this challenge before, we've had people come back and say, we started with this one thing and then we ended up clearing out our whole house. I feel so much better now. I feel inspired with my marketing. I have all these new ideas of what I can talk about. It's just like it gets things all shaken up and ready to go. So when we are working in such a creative field, our physical space, the things that we keep around, all of this makes a really big difference. And a lot of times when we start chipping away at one of these things, other things start falling into place now. We start seeing where we need boundaries. We start seeing where we need open space. We start seeing where we need to lean in harder. And so I'm excited to see what this challenge does in your life and your business this week and today. Let me know what you decide to do and can't wait to check in again tomorrow. One thing that I'll say that this activity helps with is getting rid of some of the noise that keeps us from hearing our own voice and our own gut. And I know for years for me, I like tend to take on other people's energy, right? Like I can feel what people are feeling. I can anticipate stuff happening. So it's really easy for me to figure out what's going on with other people. And it's often really hard for me to figure out what's going on with myself. And so challenges like this help me clear out some of that noise so I can really hear to my gut and my intuition, which is so powerful in our businesses. And so as I've been doing these challenges this week, one thing that happened for me is I've been trying to bring into reality a coach. It's hard to find a great coach that is like doing the thing that you want to be doing, that you trust, that you feel like you're going to vibe with, that works in the same way you want to work with. And so as my business has grown to different levels, it's become harder and harder to find a coach that's at that next level. And so I got really clear about what I was wanting to find and started doing these challenges, started clearing out space in my life, started listening to my own gut, and I found the person. I found the person and I hired her yesterday, and we're already making huge moves in my business, which is so fun. So maybe as you're going through this process, you want to set some kind of intention and see what happens when the space starts to clear. It doesn't always happen overnight, but sometimes there's just a shift and it happens, and the thing that you're excited about comes into reality. So that is why I keep going back to these things. It really helps me tune in to my own gut, get the support that I need when I want it, decide what moves I want to make in my business and in my personal life. And the people and things that we keep around us, the things we invite into our life, the people that are speaking into our lives and businesses, even who we listen to on podcasts. Like, y'all, I'm so thankful that you listen to this podcast, and I hope it's something that uplifts you and brings you forward. And if it does, keep listening. Because the things that we listen to, the things we bring into our minds and into our spaces and into relationship with us really have so much effect on the amount of money we bring into our business, what we can charge, what we do in this world, in our life. So just know that it's really important, and that shaking up some of our patterns can be so, so helpful. This episode was produced and edited by the lovely Jen Madigan Creative. Music for this episode was written and recorded by Jamie Lono and Shammy D. Thanks for being part of our Dangerous Creatives podcast community, and we'll see you again next time.